The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ
اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ
Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our Path to Success transmission. And today we have another amazing topic, which is Path to Success, is honor and dignity of Ahle Bayt. Honor and dignity of Ahle Bayt. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we will discuss about the blessings and the status of Ahle Bayt, Sayyid or Sadat, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. But first, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will start with the blessing of Durood-e-Pak. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who desperately needs something should recite salat upon me in abundance, because it removes difficulties and troubles, increases sustenance and fulfills the needs. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Trouble, problem, difficulty, कुछ भी है, दुरूद पाक पढ़े इंशाल्लाह, रिस्क में भी बरकत होगी और प्रॉब्लम भी दूर होगी इंशाल्लाह. विल स्टार्ट विद द रेसाइटेशन ऑफ होली कुरान.
अऊजु बिललाहि मिनश शैतानिर रजीम. बिस्मिल्लाहिर रहमानिर रहीम. कुलू वतमद تَعُوا قَلِيلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُجْرِمُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بعده يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله بلغ العلا بكماله كشفت جاب جماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نفس جہاں نہیں لے حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملی ہوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملی ہوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں صلو علیہ علیہ صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے در نہیں اور کوئی مفر مقر بخدا خدا کا یہی مفر مقر جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ وہ مکہ کے مکی ہوئے سر عرش تخت نشین ہوئے وہی لام کا کے 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 مکی ہوئے سر عرش تخت نشین ہوئے وہ نبی ہے جس کے ہے یہ مکان وہ خدا ہے جس کا مکان نہیں وہ نبی ہے جس کے ہے یہ مکان وہ نبی ہے جس کے ہے یہ مکان وہ خدا ہے جس کا نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ کروں تیرے نام پہ جا فدا نہ بس ایک جان دو جہاں فدا آقا کروں تیرے نام 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 پہ جا فدا نہ بس ایک جان دو جہاں فدا دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا کروں کیا کروڑوں جہاں نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ کروں مدح اہل دوبل رضا پڑے اس فلا میں میری بلا کروں مدح اہل دوبل رضا پڑے اس فلا میں میری بلا میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میرا دین پارا رہنا نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ بلغ العلا بکمالہ کشف دو جان بی جمالی ہی حسنت جمیل خصالی ہی صلو علیہ و آلہ.
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ بیوٹیفل کلام آف سیدی اعلی حضرت علیہ رحمہ. میں نا کروں تیرے نام پہ جاں فدا نہ بس ایک جاں دو جہاں فدا دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا کروں کیا کروڑوں جہاں نہیں. اللہ اکبر. یو نو اف یو لو سم ون بٹ از اے ٹرو لو اینڈ دا لو فرام دا باٹم آف یور ہارٹ ناٹ اے فیک لو اف یو لو سم ون ٹرولی دین یو لو ایوری تھنگ بلانگس ٹو anything related, anything with the relation of that personality whom you love, you start loving to them as well. It doesn't matter their house, their friends, their family, their relative, their children. Aur phir jo iman ki jaan ho, soul of the universe ho, jinke liye kainat bani ho, hain jinke agar mohabbat hi nahi hai, ala ala iman ala limallah mohabbat ala, to uska iman hi nahi jisko aqa se mohabbat nahi. تو آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سے محبت ہو اور ان کی آل ان کی اہل بیت سے بغض نفرت ہو تو یہ محبت نہیں, یہ کچھ اور ہوتا ہے. محبت نا پھر محبت جو ہے نا وہ ان کی چیزوں سے بھی محبت کراتی ہے, ان کے نسبت رکھنے والی چیزوں سے بھی محبت کراتی ہے. اور آج ہمارا ٹاپک ہی یہی ہے, آنر ڈگنیٹی سٹیٹس آف اہل بیت. انشاءاللہ قرآن پاک کے اندر, احادیث کے اندر, صحابہ کرام کے بزرگان دین کے اقوال کیا تھے, آئیے ان سے انشاءاللہ عزوجل مزید اپنے دلوں کو منور کرتے ہیں اور انشاءاللہ سٹارٹ کرتے ہیں. ہمارے حافظ کلیم بھائی انشاءاللہ عزوجل ٹاپک بھی بڑا زبردست ہے اور موقع بھی بڑا زبردست ہے.
سبحان اللہ. سید صاحب, ٹرولی ان آنر ٹو سپیک آن دس ٹاپک. اینڈ اف وی پونڈر فار اے مومنٹ, ملینز آف فیملیز ہیو کم ٹو دس ورلڈ فرام دا بگننگ اینڈ مینی مینی مور فیملیز ول کم, بٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی سنگل آؤٹ اینڈ آنرڈ the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Just mere mention of the family brings great blessings in a person's life, alhamdulillah. And this is something that the scholars have done throughout the ages. They've written numerous books on this topic about the fadila, the excellence of the Ahle Bayt Kiram. For example, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi has a booklet entitled Al-Kalamul Maqbool fi Taharati Nasbir Rasul. And in that, the questioner mentioned that somebody said that the Sadat, they don't have any special uniqueness. And Mufti Sahib wrote, you know, the whole Risala on this, proving from Quran and Hadith that this family is special. Similarly, Imam Yusuf bin Ismail Nabhani, rahmatullahi alayhi, a contemporary of Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma, he wrote a whole book, Ash-Sharful Mu'abbad li Ali Muhammad, that continuous blessings and honor for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And where did they take this from? The Quran Pak itself contains the excellence, or mentions the excellence of the blessed family, the Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt is used, Ahlul Rasul, this term is also used as well. Ashraf is also used to refer to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we mention who exactly comes under the family, in the Quran Pak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Shura, verse 23, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. That, O beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people that I do not ask you for any reward upon my tabligh, this propagation of deen that I am doing, I don't ask for any reward. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى, except for extreme love for my family. Mawadda is the highest level of love, meaning extreme love for my family. One companion asked that, مَنْ قَرَابَتُكَ هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ وَجَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا مَوَدَّةُ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are your relatives, your close ones, who it is wajib upon us to love them? Who are those? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aliyun wa Fatima wa Hasan wa Hussein.
Subhanallah.
So this family, until Qiyamah will exist. In the Quran, it actually mentions a qawl of a munafiq who said that your lineage will sever. He said this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because what happened, Sayyidina Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, passed away, radiyallahu anhu, and he said, he was a munafiq, he said, your family will sever, you won't have offspring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an entire surah of the Quran, Suratul Kawthar, many people know it as well, And in the last verse, Inna shani akahul abtar. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh beloved, don't listen to what they say. And the scholars have said the blessings that Allah bestowed upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that his aal is found everywhere today across the world. Whereas that individual, the wretched individual, his family is no longer to be seen. It's finished off the face of this earth. So inshallah, we will continue to discuss more ahadith in relation to the Ahl-e Bayt-e Kiram. But know that this is a unique family. And on the day of judgment, when all the families will separate, someone will run away from their father, their mother, their brother, the only family on that day that will be close will be the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Qiyamah ke din tamam jo nasab munqati ho jayenge, lekin ek nasab jo hai wo rahega, aur wo hai aqa alaihi salatu wasalam aur unki ahle bait e athar ka. Bahut zabardast topic hai. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Masood radhiyallahu ta'ala farmate hain ke aale rasool ki ek din ki mohabbat, just the love one day with आले रसूल, एक साल की नफली इबादत से बेहतर है। एक दिन की मोहब्बत, और जो हमेशा मोहब्बत कर रहे हो तो आगे सुनेंगे कि जो मोहब्बत करते हैं ना, तो फिर क्या कहते हैं, उनके गुनाहों की बख्शिश का ये जरिया बन जाते हैं, जन्नत में जाने का जरिया बनते हैं। इंशाल्लाह आगे हम कुछ और अहादीस भी बयान करेंगे। अब्दुल हनान भाई भी हमारे साथ हैं, माशाल्लाह।
बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम। सही साहब, व्हाट आई वांट टू पुट फॉरवर्ड इज अ शॉर्ट स्टोरी व्हिच मेंशंस द greatness of the Ahlul Bayt, the greatness of the Sadat, those who are linked with the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that a pious person in Baghdad, he was a poor man, but someone who had great piety. And when he came home, he found that his children were crying. So he asked them, why are they crying? He asked his wife, why are the children crying? So the wife said that they are hungry, they do not have anything to eat. Now look at the piety of this man. They didn't have nothing in their home, but they didn't moan, they didn't complain. So they said, let's sit and recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family.
Subhanallah.
So they sat down reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into his dream at night. His kismat opened, his fortunate opened. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that go to so-and-so fire worshipper and ask him to, because you are poor, to give you something. So to give you some wealth, to give you something. And when this person, he awoke, he thought to himself, but what the Prophet ﷺ is asking me to go to a fire worshipper who is not even a Muslim, to actually go and ask him for something. And also, and the dream was such that the Prophet ﷺ said, go to him and say that your supplication, your du'as have been answered.
Subhan.
The dua which has been done in your favor, it's been answered. So the man first thought, you know, how could it be possible that a fire worship, the Prophet ﷺ is asking me to go to a fire. He fell asleep again. Again, the Prophet ﷺ came into his dream. And the Prophet ﷺ told him the same, that go to this fire worshipper and he will fulfill your needs. So the man awoke and he went to the fire worshipper. Now, When he reached the house, he was a very wealthy man, very rich man. So the people knew him. So when the man started to find out about this fire worshipper, the people told him where he was. So he got there, so that he lived in a very big house. And he knocked on the door and he said, I want to speak to you. I have a message for you. So the fire worshipper, he called that pious man aside. And he told him, he says, look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in my dream. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came in my dream and he told me to come to you. And now the fire worshipper, he turned around and he said, look, I don't even believe in your Prophet. I'm a fire worshipper. I don't even believe in your Prophet. So how can the, why are you trying to say to me that this, your Prophet came to me and came to you and told you to come to me and ask for my needs? He says, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that, tell him that whatever supplication was made for him, that has been accepted.
Allah.
Now this fire worshipper, when he heard Allah. This, there and then, he read the kalma and he embraced Islam.
Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Now this pious man, he's shocked over this, what's happened. So then he asked him, you know, how, what's all this? That fire worshipper, he called all his people together and he said to them, that those who accept me, and those who want part of my wealth, right, accept Islam. So majority of them, all of them embrace Islam. Like this, And there was a ritual of the fire worshippers at the time that they would marry the son and daughter together, right? So this man, he married his son and daughter a few weeks ago, and he called his son. He said, if you want my blessings, you want my wealth, embrace Islam. So he embraced Islam, same with his daughter. Now when they both embraced Islam, because that ritual of marriage, they both broke that chain. Now this pious man sitting there, he feels amazed. What's all this happening? People are embracing Islam. The Prophet ﷺ asked me to come to him. He's embraced Islam. His all his servants have embraced Islam. His children have embraced Islam. So he goes, what's the story behind this? He says, you know, what happened was, a few weeks ago, my children got married. So I gave the local people food. But my neighbors, at night, as I was about to sleep, the neighbors were speaking amongst each other and the daughters were crying. And the daughters were saying that our neighbor, he gave everyone food, yet he did not give anything to us. And we are the Ahle Rasul. We are the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yet now this fire worshipper, he heard this, who had just embraced Islam. And he says that when I heard this, I asked my servants that go and take food. And he went and he presented the food to them. Now, the mother, she took the food, but the daughters refused. She said, how can we have the food which is given by a fire worshipper? Right? How can we accept that? So the mother said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send this sustenance, accept it. And they said, no. They continued and they said, okay, we make dua for this person, right? That Allah grants him iman. That was that supplication which that pious man came with, that supplication which them daughters, the Ahle Rasul, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for me, that was what it is. And he said, half of my wealth I have given to my children. The other half he gave it to that pious man who bought that glad tiding news. This was this story, Sayyid Sabi, has great things. One, if someone who is not a believer, he comes into the fold of Islam, he accepts Islam, he gains iman. Why? On honoring, respecting the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who are from the family of the Prophet. If this is a state of a non-believer, then imagine what would be the maqam of the people who honor the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are believers, who show respect and honor to the family of the Prophet. What would their status be? Inshallah, we'll mention some of these incidents as well regarding those who honored the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maqam they gained as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Badi zabardast aur badi long story Abdul Hanan bhai ne sunayi. Bahut sare madani phool the iske andar. Before we take some calls, inshallah, hamare Kaleem bhai bhi inshallah kuch aur madani phool dena chahte hain.
Ji Shah sahab, this noble family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more we mention, the more we better our lives, alhamdulillah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one narration that iman does not enter the heart of a person until he believes he loves me,
Allah,
and he will not love me until he loves my family. So this is a condition for the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you mentioned in the beginning, if you do not love everything connected to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can you truly love him? This is not possible. And in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that the Ahlul Bayt are like the ark of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. You know the waqiyah of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, how all the animals, everything boarded it and gained salvation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my family is like the ark of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. Whoever boards the ship gains salvation. And whoever doesn't board the ship, then destruction is for him. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioning in various other narrations as well, the importance and excellence of the Ahle Bayt.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ji, bahut sari narration hai, bahut sare waqiat hain. Aur ek badi pyari, yani hum kehte hain ki our supplications are not accepting. I don't know what's happening. Mere aqa alaihi salatu salam ne khud farmaya hai. Aur kya hadith paak mein hai, dua ruki rehti hai. Dua ruki rehti hai, jab tak ke mujh par aur meri Ahle Bayt par durood na pada jaye. Ab karna kya hai, pehle bhi durood padhe, aakhir mein bhi durood padhe. इंशाल्लाह दुआएं भी कबूल होंगी, बरकतें भी मिलेंगी, नजात भी मिलेगी, क्योंकि मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया, मैं तुम्हारे दरमियान दो चीजें छोड़कर जा रहा हूँ. अनदर नरेशन, तीन चीजें छोड़कर जा रहा हूँ. एक नरेशन में दो चीजें, एक क्या, किताबुल्लाह, कुरान पाक, द बुक ऑफ अल्लाह, एंड द सेकेंड अहले बैत, मेरी आल. इनको थामे रहोगे ना, तुम कभी गुमराह नहीं होगे. तो अब हमें क्या करना है, हमें इन चीजों को थामना है, मोहब्बत करनी है. लेट्स टेक सम कॉल्स नाउ इंशाल्लाह.
My name is Muhammad Ramdan. I'm calling from Delhi. My request is not on the street. Kali is for Walad.
Challenge, ji, bilkul. Next call, please.
My name is Muhammad Qasim. My mandri request to the North Khan to recite Sabse O La Wala Amara Nabi.
अच्छा जी, चलें, दो कलाम हो गए नात खानों के लिए. फरमाइश आ रही, लगता है अदील भाई आए हुए हैं आज. नेक्स्ट कॉल प्लीज.
मोहम्मद अब्दुलरहमान जमाती अर्ज कर रहा हूँ इटली से. किबला सैयदी फजल बापू, अल्लाह ताला आपको सलामत रखे, अल्लाह ताला आपको बाग करामत रखे. अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह बहुत प्यारा सिलसिला है. अल्लाह ताला है इस मदनी चैनल की बहारों को ताकि हमें क़यामत तक शादो आबाद फरमाए, और अल्लाह ताला आपको सेहत व तंदुरुस्ती अता फरमाए. पूरी मदनी चैनल की जो टीम है अल्लाह ताला सबको बरकतें अता फरमाए. तो मेरी एक थोड़ी सी फरमाइश है कि अमीरी अहले सुन्नत आपका वो कलाम मदनी मदीने वाले, इसके चंद अशआर जो है ना वो सुना दीजिएगा. जज़ाकल्लाहु खैरा.
आमीन. इंशाल्लाह थोड़ी देर में कलाम लेते हैं. बहुत शुक्रिया आपकी फरमाइशों का. जी कलीम भाई.
जी शाह साहब, दिस वन आयत ऑफ द कुरान इन सूरह आल इमरान एंड द वर्स इज फमन हाजक फीही मिन बादी मा जाअक मिन अल इल्म फकुल तआलू नदउ अबनाअना व अबनाअकुम व निसाअना व निसाअकुम व अनफुसना व अनफुसकुम थुम्मा नबतहिल फनजअल लअनतुल्लाहि अलल काज़िबीन. दिस इज द वर्स ऑफ द कुरान. The background to this verse, subhanAllah, this will mention the excellence, the shan of the Ahlul Bayt. Once again, this is our topic, that the Christians of the time, the people who believed in the Bible, they came and they, before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rejected the message. They said, we will stick to our deen. But then they said, we will have a mubahala. This word is used, nabtahil. Mubahala means when both parties, they both say that we believe we're on truth and you're on batil, but if we're not on truth, then may the curse of Allah be upon, maybe be destroyed. And the other party says the same thing. So this is a step above munazara. The word munazara is used, debate, discussion, but this is mubahala. They went back and they discussed with their head rabbi, priest, and they said to him, he was the most knowledgeable, shall we go through with it? And he said, of course not. You've seen the blessed individual. You know that he has the signs of being the last prophet in him. So don't go ahead with it. When they came back, they saw that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is holding Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. He is holding Imam Hassan with his blessed hand. Behind him is Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. And behind her is Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhul kareem. And it's this waqiyah where the Prophet ﷺ placed a shawl around the Blessed Five, Panjstan Park, and he said, Ya Allah, this is my Ahl-i Bayt.
Subhanallah.
And he made supplications for them as well. When they saw this scene, imagine the scene of the Ahl-i Bayt Ikram in all their honor and their glory, and all of a sudden they were overawed, and they said, we don't want to go ahead with this mubahala because we know we'll be destroyed. So it's mentioned this Quran, ayat of the Quran, that call your sons, we will call our sons, you call your wives, and this is what happened. In relation to this is a waqiyah, Khalifa Harun Rashid, he said to Imam Musa Kadhim radiallahu anhu, he said to him once, why you claim to be from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahl-i Bayt, but the lineage normally goes through the father, but your lineage is going through your mother. So how can you be from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And Sayyidina Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu, showing his excellent command of the Quran, mentioned when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributed Isa alayhi salam to his forefathers through his mother, and said, just like that, we have been honored in that we are the offspring, but through our mother as well. For everybody else, their nasab goes through their father. And he also mentioned this verse that I mentioned a few moments ago, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, call your sons. If we weren't the sons of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, call your sons? So alhamdulillah, throughout the Quran, there's other verses as well, other ahadith, but the Ahl-i Bayt ikram, the awliya ikram, they would respect them immensely. And sometimes when we hear about their waqiyat, people think, oh, that was 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, and people were able to do this, that, and the other. An example of just mazi, the past. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, when he had a majlis he would always give double reward to the sadat-e kiram in that majlis. So when he would give, for example, mithai, he would give one piece to a normal believer. But if he knew someone was a Sayyid, he would give them double. And with Ala Hazrat, alhamdulillah, throughout his life, there are such waqi'at where he showed the utmost respect. And why? Because the reward is immense as well.
Kya baat raza us chamane istane karam ki,
kya baat raza us chamane istane karam ki, zara hai kari jis mein Hussain aur Hasan phool, kya baat raza us chamanistan kar ki.
کیا بات اعلیٰ حضرت نے جگہ جگہ کمال کیا ہے نا. تو وہ تو امیر اہل سنت دامت برکاتہ, آج کے دور میں ہم بھی دیکھتے ہیں امیر اہل سنت دامت برکاتہ من عالیہ کی بارگاہ میں اگر حاضر ہو تو آپ دیکھیں کس طرح سیدوں کا احترام کرتے ہیں. پتہ چل جائے تو پاؤں تو دور کی پاؤں نہیں پھیلاتے, عزت دینے کا ایسے یعنی کہ بچہ بھی ہے تو اس کے پاؤں جو ہوتا ہے چھوٹے بچے ہوتے ہیں, پتہ چلتا ہے ان کے پاؤں چوم لیتے ہیں, چھوٹے بچوں کے پاؤں چوم لیتے ہیں. اور بولے آپ نے مدی چینل بھی دیکھا ہوگا, جب پتہ چلتا ہے کوئی آیا کہ جیسے کسی کا نام آتا جی میں سید یہ چل رہا ہوتا ہے تو مطلب ایک محبت میں کس طریقے سے ایک محبت دکھا رہے ہو. پھر جو ان کے ساتھ ہوتے ہیں وہ پتہ ہے کس قدر آپ جناب اور ایک اس طریقے سے امیر علیہ سنت بات کرتے ہیں کہ واقعی یہ بزرگان دین اور یہ ہمیں ہماری تربیت کر رہے ہیں کہ کس طرح ہمیں آل رسول کا ادب کرنا چاہیے. حضرت نافع رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, حضرت عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ عنہ سے روایت فرماتے ہیں, آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے ارشاد فرمایا, بڑی پیاری حدیث ہے, جو کوئی توکل کرنا چاہے اس کو چاہیے کہ وہ میری اہل بیت کو دوست رکھے, جو کوئی عذاب قبر سے نجات چاہتا ہے اس کو چاہیے میرے گھر والوں سے محبت کرے, اور جو کوئی علم و دنائی حاصل کرنا چاہے وہ میرے گھر والوں سے پیار کرے, جو کوئی بغیر حساب جنت میں جانا چاہتا ہے وہ میرے گھر والوں سے پیار کرے, اللہ کی قسم جو ان سے پیار کرے گا دنیا اور آخرت میں آرام پائے گا.
سبحان اللہ.
اور آپ دیکھتے ہیں کہ واقعی کہ کس طریقے سے رحمتوں کی جو ہے وہ بارش برستی. آپ دنیا میں غور کر لینا, کوئی بڑا سیٹ ہو, کوئی بڑا مالدار ہو اور پتہ چلے اس کی اولاد سے کوئی پیار کرتا ہے, یار یہ میرے بیٹے کو بہت پسند کرتا ہے, اس کو نوازتا ہے نہیں نوازتا ہے, یہ میرے بیٹے کی رسپیکٹ کرتا ہے, یہ میرے بچے سے, ایک دنیا دار میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی اولاد سے جن کے لیے دنیا بنی, رب عز و جل کے جو محبوب ہیں اور پھر ان سے پیار کریں تو پھر میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی کرم کی نگاہ نہیں پڑے گی, اللہ کی رحمتوں کی بارش نہیں ہوگی. بغض اور کینہ جو ہے نا یہ اپنے دلوں سے نکال دیں, کیونکہ حدیث پاک ہے کہ جو میری آل سے بغض رکھتا ہے وہ منافق ہے. اور وہ اور اعلی حضرت نے بھی لکھا ہے کہ ان سے بغض رکھنا یہ حرام ہے, ان کا جو ہے نا وہ ان سے محبت رکھنا یہ ایمان کی علامتوں میں سے ایک علامت ہے.
صحیح صاحب, ریمائنڈنگ می اف امیر علیہ سنت, وی وینٹ ان ہز کمپنی, ہاؤ ہی واز شوئنگ لو فار دی سادات. نا سادات وی سے سید ان آور, یو کین سے ان آور لینگویج, بٹ دی عربز ول سے حبیب فار دی سادات. سو Amir al-Sunnat, he gives preference to them in every work. I remember when the selection of those who were being selected for Umrah tickets, Amir al-Sunnat says that if there's any Sayyids among us, he will pull out the name.
Subhanallah.
This practice, Sayyid Sahab, is nothing which is something new.
Jee.
Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala nu, he's distributing different things amongst the Sahaba. Now the son of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala gives him some amount of stuff. And then Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala comes. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he gives him double.
Subhanallah.
Now Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he says, oh father, you know, you gave me this much, but you gave them double.
He
says, you gave me this much, but you gave them double. You know, and he said that you are not like them. You are not like them. They are not like you, meaning they're unique. And he showed so much affection, so much love to the Ahlul Bayt. And these sort of incidents were from the Sahaba. Even Sayyid Sahab, little kids, little children would have this adab of respect for the Sadat. There's an incident when
अगर ये बात पूरी कर दे तो कमाल नहीं हो जाएगा। So, इसके आगे का जो था, जो उन्होंने फिर आगे जो बयान किया, शायद हाफिज साहब को पता है कि ठीक है तुम कहते हो डबल जाओ, पहले उनके जैसे नाना जो
नाना
है,
लाओ
है, नाना लेके आओ,
खदीजतुल
कुबरा रदी अल्लाह वो लेकर आओ, उनके वालिद हजरत अली उनके जैसे वालिद लेकर आओ, उनकी वालदा फातिमा तुजारा रदी अल्लाह उनकी तरह की वालदा लेकर आओ, उनकी मतलब एक एक चीज गिनाइए कैसी सहाबा कराम को आले बैत अतार से कैसी मोहब्बत थी। यानी एक तरफ ये भी दिख रहा है ना, मोहब्बत का एक सबक भी मिल रहा है, किस तरीके से अपनी औलाद को इनके ऊपर जो है ना तरजीह, जो है अपनी औलाद को तरजीह नहीं देते थे, इनको जो है आले बैत थे इनको तरजीह दिया करते थे, और फिर कैसी कैसी जो है वो मिसालें कायम
की। सही साहब, दिस वाज यूनिक विद द सहाबा इकराम, यू नो undoubtedly some people have this thing that the sahaba and the ahlul bayt is there was a difference. It's not nothing like this. Alhamdulillah, the love the sahaba had for the ahlul bayt was so unique that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he's giving them double, and then how he's giving them preferences. This is how the companions alayhim ridwan. I was talking about that this was not just the elders, the people with knowledge, but even the children had this amongst them. They were taught this, the adab and the respect of the Ahlul Bayt. One incident, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking amongst the Sahaba, and there's one child, a few children praying. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam picks up this one child and he kisses him and shows him love and affection. And then he puts him down, and the Sahaba were amazed. You know, there were other children who were playing, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only picked up one child from amongst them and showed them love. And the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see you do this action. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one day I saw this same child. He was picking the dust where my grandchildren were stepping on, and he was picking them and placing them on his eyes. Because he showed this affection and this love for my grandchildren, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. And not just that, I will take his parents into Jannah as well.
Kya farmate hain?
Just one or two points regarding what Abdul Hanan bhai said, the andaz of Amir Ahl Sunnah Daud Barakatullah as well, that he has mentioned in his will that when, may Allah give him a long, pious life yet, but he said, when I leave this world, then a Sayyid should not do ghusl on my body. Meaning, this is his humbleness, this is his own. He's saying that the pure Aal of the Prophet ﷺ shouldn't be asked to do something like this. On the other hand, he says, when I'm being lowered into the grave, Zahir Naseeb, Kash, if only a Sayyid Saab lowers me into the grave. If a Sayyid Sahib, if he's a scholar as well, Noor Ala Noor, he leads my janaza prayer as well. So the Buzurgan Adeen, they have their own andaz. One thing to note here is that some people become very they start to investigate too much. If somebody claims to, says he's a Sayyid, say, I don't believe that, or X, Y, Z. And there's an incident I read in this regard, that one person, he began to question a Sayyid like this, that I don't believe you're from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Show me some evidence. Show me some ijaza or some nasab nama, showing that you're actually the son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's mentioned that that particular person went to sleep and had a dream. It was mahshar, their resurrection. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was helping his ummah, but this individual wasn't receiving any help. The Prophet ﷺ would just walk by and would display displeasure as well. Until eventually, this person asked for help and said, I am your ummati, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, help me. And the Prophet ﷺ rebuked him and said, how are you my ummati? Show me some proof for this. And then that person woke up, and it's mentioned that he repented from disbelief. Now, the ulama say that as long as a person hasn't gone out of the fold of Islam, his beliefs haven't taken him out of the fold of Islam, and he's saying he's a Sayyid, we accept it, hands down. Because at the end of the day, when we show respect with that belief in our heart that he's from the family of the Prophet ﷺ, we will get reward nevertheless. So this is something to bear in mind as well. And another thing that I read recently as well, Imam Ibn Hajar, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Fatawa Hadithiyah, he was asked, there is a gathering, Sadat-e-Kiram are present, ulama as well. But the Sadat are not scholars. So if I'm going to distribute drink in that gathering, who should I give the drink to first?
Allah.
And Imam Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi said, look, the ulama have fadila. They are the inheritors of the Prophets alayhi wasalam. They have excellence, no doubt. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, قَدِّمُوا قُرَيْشًا, that give preference or precedence to Quraysh. And we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was from the tribe of Quraysh. So he beautifully answered that even in a maqam, a situation like that, you should give preference to Sadat-e-Kiram as well.
MashaAllah. ہمارے پاس کچھ کالز بھی ہیں, پھر ایک ساتھ کچھ انشاءاللہ کلام بھی لے لیں گے, پیکیجز بھی لے لیں گے. لیکن آئیے چلیں پہلے ایک پیکیج لے لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ, اور وہ پیکیج انشاءاللہ دیکھتے ہیں کیا ہے.
احمد اتاری, I'm calling from Milan, Italy. My question in your court is that did the blessed Sahaba love each other very much? And did any son of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the name Umar? Please guide us in this regard and pray for our forgiveness without accountability.
The blessed Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan were indeed very affectionate towards each other. They loved each other, and the glorious Quran has mentioned this very attribute of theirs. Ruhama'u bainahum, very compassionate with each other. And Mawla Mushkil Kusha Shere Khuda Ali ul Murtaza Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al kareem kept the names of his beloved sons on the names of Khulafa'i Thalatha, Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. So three of his blessed sons were named after them, because Imam Hassan and Hussein and Muhassin radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were born to Sayyidatun Nisa Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And Mawla Mushkil Kusha did not have the permission for a second marriage as long as Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was apparently alive. When Sayyida Fatima passed away apparently, i.e. when she left this mortal world, after that, the children that were born from the other marriages, he kept these names as well for them: Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman. You'll find this in the books of history. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Ab aap se sawalat honge, to kyunki thoda aap logon ki bhi to hafza aur cheeze honi chahiye na. MashaAllah, Madhi channel ke nazir ne bhi dekha hai. تو پہلے انشاءاللہ ہم حافظ صاحب سے سوال کرتے ہیں اسی پیکج سے. Who are the sons of حضرت علی named after?
سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ named his sons after خلفائے ثلاثہ, meaning ابو بکر, عمر and عثمان رضوان اللہ علیہ اجمعین.
سبحان اللہ, ابو بکر, عمر اینڈ عثمان رضی اللہ عنہم. جی, آپ کا جواب درست ہے. اس پیکج کے اندر امیر علیہ سنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ بھی فرما رہے تھے. عبدالحنان بھائی, ٹھیک ہے, ادر دین امام حسن اینڈ امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, واٹ واز دی نیم آف دی تھرڈ چائلڈ آف حضرت فاطمہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ؟ جی, آپ سنا دیجیے مائک پہ. محسن محسن جو ہے وہ بتایا گیا. چلیں جی, آپ سے عدیل بھائی ایزیلی پوچھ لیتے, مائک ذرا اٹھا لیں, مائک لگا ہوا ہے. چلیں ٹھیک ہے جی. Where was the questioner calling from? وہ جو کوشچن کر رہا تھا بچہ, وہ کہاں سے کر رہا تھا؟ آپ کو تو بہت ہی ایزی تھا اگر دیکھو.
میں نے غور نہیں کیا,
یہی تو بات تھی نا غور کرنے کی. آپ سن غور سے رہے تھے لیکن آپ نے دیکھا غور سے نہیں ہے. بارہ وہ ملان اٹلی سے جو ہے وہ بچہ کال کر رہا تھا. ایک اور کوشچن آپ تینوں میں سے اگر کسی کو آتا, اگر آپ نے غور سے دیکھا تھا, واٹ واز دی نیم آف مدنی منا ہو آس کوشچن, اس بچے کا نام کیا تھا لکھا ہوا؟ اس نے خود بھی بولا تھا میرا نام یہ ہے.
حذیفہ اتاری.
جی ماشاء اللہ, ہمارے حافظ کلیم نے جو ہے وہ حذیفہ احمد اتاری فرام ملان اٹلی. چلیں جی, پیکج کے ذریعے نالج بھی ملا اور ہمارے مبلغین نے بھی ماشاء اللہ اس میں انوالومنٹ کی. اب انشاءاللہ ہمارے عدیل بھائی کلام, جی مائک آپ کے پاس ہے.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کالیاں زلفاں والا دکھی دل دا سہارا, کالیاں زلفاں والا دکھی دل دا سہارا,
قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا کالیاں زلفاں والا کالیاں زلفاں والا دکھی دلاں دا سہارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا ایڈا سونا نبی کوئی دنیا تے آیا نہیں ایڈا سونا 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 ایڈا سونا نبی کوئی دنیا تے آیا نہیں یار ہو جے کوئی رب نے بڑھایا نہیں یار ہو جے کوئی رب نے بڑھایا نہیں دید میرے نبی دی اے رب دا نظارہ قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالوں پیارا کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لج پال دا کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لج پال دا لب کے لے آوا کہ توں سونا تیرے نال دا سونا تیرے نال دا چودویں دا چند تے عرشاں دا تارا چودویں دا چند تے عرشاں دا تارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالوں پیارا مجھ در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے میں عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے تیری جب کے دید ہوگی جب بھی میری عید ہوگی تیری جب کے دید ہوگی جب بھی میری عید ہوگی میرے خواب میں تمانا مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مجھے آفتوں نے گھیرا ہے مصیبتوں کا ڈیرا مجھے آفتوں نے گھیرا ہے مصیبتوں کا ڈیرا یا نبی مدد کو مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے سب سے اولا ہو آلہ ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا ہو آلہ ہمارا نبی اپنے ہمارا نبی دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی کیوں کرنا میرے دل رسول کی جلت میں لے کے جائے گی، جلت میں لے کے جائے گی چاہت رسول کی، ہاں جنت میں لے کے جائے گی چاہت رسول کی، چاہت رسول کی، بگڑی بھی بنائیں گے در پر بھی بلائیں گے، گھبراؤ نبی والو سرکار بلائیں گے، گھبراؤ نبی والو سرکار بلائیں گے، چلتا ہوں میں بھی قافل والو رکو ذرا، چلتا ہوں میں بھی قافل والو رکو ذرا، ملنے تو بس مجھے بھی، ملنے تو بس مجھے بھی اجازت رسول کی، ہاں جنت میں لے کے جائے گی چاہت رسول کی، میں مدینے چلا 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 میں مدینے چلا، پھر کرم ہو گیا میں مدینے چلا، میرے گندے قدم اور ان کا حرم، میرے گندے قدم اور ان کا حرم، لاج رکھنا خدا لاج رکھنا خدا میں مدینے چلا، لطف تو جب ملے مجھ سے مرشد کہے، لطف تو جب ملے مجھ سے مرشد کہے، چلو بید رضا چلو بید رضا میں مدینے چلا، جھومتا جھومتا میں مدینے چلا، خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا، خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا، ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا، آقا اگر کرم سے تیبہ مجھے بلاتے، روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا، روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا، ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا۔
کیا بات ہے عبدالحنان بھائی، ماشاء اللہ ٹاپک چل رہا تھا آنر اینڈ ڈگنیٹی آف اہل بیت۔
صحیح صاحب، دی امہات المؤمنین دی مدر آف دا بلیورز دے آر آلسو کنسیڈرڈ ان دی اہل بیت از ویل، اینڈ دی صحابہ اکرام علیہم رضوان دے ہیڈ ہیوج ریسپیکٹ فار دا امہات، امہات المؤمنین مینز دا مدر آف دا بلیورز، دی وائفز آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آر نون ایز دا امہات المؤمنین، اینڈ ایون دس ٹائٹل اٹ سیلف سبحان سینا فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، ہی بیکاز ہز ڈاٹر واز آلسو دی وائف آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سینا حفصہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، اینڈ سینا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ آفٹر شی واز ان دا نکاح آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ہی وڈ کال ہر بائی امہات المؤمنین از ویل، وی وڈ کال ہر ود دیٹ ٹائٹل دا مدر آف دا بلیور، look at this. That's his daughter. Yet the respect he had, because this was the respect given to the household, the connection with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. This is the andaz of Umar, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Bahut sari narration hai ke jo ahle bait ki mohabbat mein is duniya se jata hai uski qabar mein jannat ke do darwaze khol diye jaate hain. Jo ahle bait ki mohabbat mein is duniya se jata hai, Allah uske gunahon ko bakhsh deta hai. Jo ahle bait ki mohabbat mein is duniya se jata hai, Allah taala usko jannat mein dakhil farmayega. Aur lekin agar iske other way round dekhen to ye hai ke jo ahle bait se bughz aur adawat kar mara, حدیث پاک میں وہ قیامت کے دن اس حال میں آئے گا کہ اس کی دونوں آنکھوں کے درمیان میں لکھا ہوگا یہ اللہ کی رحمت سے نا امید ہے. اگر ایک اور حدیث پاک میں جو اہل بیت سے بغض یا حسد کرے گا قیامت کے دن حوض کوثر سے اس کو آگ کے فائر کے چابکوں سے دور کر دیا جائے گا. اور یہ وہ آب کوثر ہے جس کے بارے میں جو ایک دفعہ پی لے گا پھر زندگی میں کبھی پیاس نہیں لگے گی. لیکن وجہ اہل بیت اطہار سے بغض رکھنا, ان سے حسد رکھنا, یہ وہ چیز ہے کہ جو منافقوں میں پائی جاتی ہے. اور یہ بھی لکھا ہوا ہے کہ جو ان سے بغض رکھے گا یا ان کی ڈس رسپیکٹ کرے گا اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو جہنم میں داخل کرے گا. تو مجھے اور آپ کو غور کرنا ہے, آج سوشل میڈیا کا دور بھی ہے, جس کی مرضی جو آتا ہے لکھ دیتا ہے, نہ لکھا کریں, نہ بولا کریں, کچھ نہ بولا, کفل مدینہ لگا لے, یقین کریں. حدیث ہے نا کہ جو اللہ اور قیامت کے دن پر ایمان رکھتا ہے اس کو چاہیے اچھی بات کرے اور نہ خاموش رہے, نہ فرض ہے نہ واجب ہے نہ کچھ ہے, خامہ خائی کے لیے بول رہے. ایک تو عام مسلمان کی دل آزاری بھی آرام ہے, اور پھر سید اور سادات اور علماء اگر ان کی کوئی ڈس رسپیکٹ کرتا ہے تو اس کا انجام اچھا نہیں ہوتا.
جی سید صاحب, دس نریشن دیٹ یو مینشن, اف آئی ہیو اجازت, آئی وڈ لائک ٹو مینشن اٹ فرام دی ورڈز اف دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. امام رازی ہیز کوٹڈ دس ان ہز تفسیر کبیر. And it's a lengthy narration. He quotes it under the verse of Surah Shura we mentioned before, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. It starts off, مَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ مَاتَ شَهِيدًا. That whoever dies with love for the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's family, he dies as a martyr. So that's the first reward mentioned. مَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ مَاتَ مَغْفُورًا لَهُ. He dies in a state that is forgiven. Whoever loves the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's family and he dies upon this, مَاتَ تَائِبًا. He dies in a state that he is considered someone who has repented. And everyone wants a death like that where he has repented from his sins. وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ مَاتَ مُؤْمِنًا مُسْتَكْمِلَ الْإِيمَانِ. He died as a believer and one who has completed his faith. It's mentioned, Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammad basharahu malakul mauti bil jannah thumma munkarun wa nakir. That whoever dies upon love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, malakul maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, gives him glad tidings of jannah, and then munkar and nakir do the same. It says, wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammad yazifu ila al jannah kama tazifu al urusu ila bayti zawjiha. That whoever dies upon love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family, he is rushed towards Jannah like a bride is rushed towards the house of her groom. وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ آلِ مُحَمَّدْ فَتِحَ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ بَابَانِ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That two doors are open in his grave for, towards paradise. وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ آلِ مُحَمَّدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ قَبْرَهُ مَزَارَ مَلَائِكَةِ الرَّحْمَةِ. That whoever dies with love for the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his grave a place where the angels of rahmah come to circulate.
Kya baat
hai. وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ آلِ مُحَمَّدْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ.
Subhanallah.
This is very important, that whoever has the correct aqeedah and then loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and dies in that state, he dies upon Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And the last thing it says here, the opposite, as you mentioned, وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ بُغْضِ آلِ مُحَمَّدْ جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَكْتُوبًا بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ أَيْسَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That this person will come on the Day of Judgment in such a state that it will be inscribed between his eyes that this person is despaired, is hopeless from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَىٰ وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ بُغْضِ آلِ مُحَمَّدْ مَاتَ كَافِرًا. The one who dies with dislike or hatred for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he dies as a disbeliever. وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ بُغْضِ آلِ مُحَمَّدْ لَمْ يَشُمَّ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ. that whoever dies with hatred for the family of the Prophet ﷺ, yes, he will not even smell the fragrance of paradise.
Allah, that's jannat ki khushbu hai. Ab aap gaur kare kya kalam likha hai na, unki paaki ka khudae paak karta hai baya, aaya hai tathir se zahir hai shaan e ahle bait, unke ghar be ijazat jibril aate nahi, qadar wale jante hain qadar shaan e ahle bait. اور پھر اس کے بعد ایک اور شعر تھا نا, اہل بیت پاک سے گستاخیاں بے باکیاں, لعنت اللہ علیکم دشمنان اہل بیت. کیا بات ہے نا, اس کا شعر طرز میں پڑھ دیں گے.
ان کی پاکی کا خدا پاک کرتا ہے بیان, ان کی پاکی تطہیر سے ظاہر ہے شان اہل بیت, باغ جنت کے ہیں بہرے مدح خان اہل بیت, تم کو مزدار نار کا ہے دشمنان اہل بیت, تم کو مزدار نار کا ہے دشمنان اہل بیت, ان کے گھر میں بے اجازت جبریل بھی آتے نہیں.
Leader of all the angels, تمام فرشتوں کے سردار ہیں, وہ بھی ان کے گھر میں بے اجازت نہیں آتے ہیں.
ان کے گھر میں بے اجازت جبرائیل بھی آتے نہیں, قدر والے جانتے ہیں قدر و شان اہل بیت, قدر والے جانتے ہیں قدر و شان اہل بیت.
بڑا پیارا, انشاءاللہ آگے سلسلے میں انشاءاللہ اس کو مزید بھی پڑھیں گے. عبدالحنان
سید صاحب, ون آف دی تھنگز دی علماء ایمفسائز آن اینڈ دی اولیاء دی پائس پیپل آف اللہ اینڈ دی صحابہ اکرام آلسو ایمفسائز آن دس از اباؤٹ ٹیچنگ یور چلڈرن اباؤٹ دی لو آف دی اہل بیت, دی ریسپیکٹ آف دی اہل بیت. And many of the scholars have mentioned this, and some of the Sahaba have said, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, teach your children the Quran and the love for the Ahlul Bayt. Meaning they emphasize this when they teach your children regarding the love of the Ahlul Bayt. This is something which is very important. And I think from today's episode, today's silsila, we should all putting this into our children's mind, the honor, the respect of the Ahlul Bayt and how we should be. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless our Sheikh Tariqat Amin Sunnat Damat Barakatullah. He has put this into our minds. He has put this into our hearts. He has taught us this. Now it's our duty to continue teaching our children this same respect, this adab for the Ahlul Bayt, the maqam of the Ahlul Bayt, the respect of the Ahlul Bayt. And inshallah, when our children will have this, they will never be misguided, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. Amir Sunnat aksar nara lagate hai na, ہم کو تمام سیدوں سے پیار ہے, انشاءاللہ دو جہاں میں اپنا بیڑا پار ہے. کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں؟ وی اونلی گاٹ 3 منٹس لیفٹ.
Where can we start and where do we end? There's so many excellent things to mention. I just like to quote Imam Shafi rahmatullah
alayh, subhanallah,
a mujtahid imam, and he says that family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's obligatory to love you, and this is mentioned in the Quran. The excellence of your family is such that the one who does not recite salat upon you in namaz, his namaz is not even done.
Allah.
So this is the greatness of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what Abdulhanan bhai mentioned, this is a hadith pak, teach your family, teach your children three things: love of the Prophet, love of his family, love the Quran. Inshallah, we'll gain blessings in both worlds.
جی, تین نریشن کے, نبی کی محبت, اہل بیت کی محبت اور قرآن کی تلاوت, یہ اپنے بچوں میں راسخ کریں, انشاءاللہ آپ دیکھیں گے کس طرح گھر میں سکون اور برکتیں آتی. عبدالحنان بھائی کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں؟
صحیح صاحب, to be honest with you, I think when it's important that we learn regarding the محبت of the love of the اہل بیت, and you can do this through the seerah of the pious people, alayhi rahmah. many of their stories you will find that they showed the love of the Prophet, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how they gained status. The awliya Allah gained status to love in the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how they emphasize their love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So reading these stories of the pious people and these type of stories which emphasize the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family is very important. Inshallah, this love will increase.
आप कोई मैसेज देना चाहते हैं अदील भाई?
जी शाह साहब, बिल्कुल एक मैसेज जरूर देना चाहना मदनी चैनल नाज़रीन वास्ते कि असां अपनी औलाद नूं आले रसूल की मुहब्बत अहले बैत की मुहब्बत जरूर सिखानी है क्योंकि देखो जल्द असं सईदी आला हज़रत की मुहब्बत देखने अमीर अहले सुन्नत अहमद बरकात आले मुहब्बत देखने इन्होंने अपनी औलाद ने किस तरह अहले मुहब्बत की जड़ा मुहब्बत सिखाई तो असं क्यों ना सिखाते सू भी कोशिश करनी चाहिए अहले मुहब्बत की अहले बैत की मुहब्बत असं इन्होंने सिखाई है
आमीन चले जी माशाल्लाह सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम
द पाथ ऑफ नॉलेज इज द वे टू जन्नत द पाथ